Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joel Abob is here. Joel is a great friend of ours, 12-year member of our Brain Trust. We love having him on the show. He is the franchise king. He's the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and he's our franchise guru. And he's our good friend, and we love having him on the show. Joel, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. 12 years, huh?
How about that?
Wow, crazy.
We appreciate your abiding support of all the things we do and small business owners. I don't know if you heard in my opening segment, Joel, when I told the audience you were coming, after the mayhem settled down, after they heard you were coming, I told them that I believe the franchise industry, the franchise concept, is an American idea that we've given to the world. It's one of our greatest gifts to the world. What do you think?
It really is. It's been called the greatest business model ever invented, and it's true. It really is. It brings a lot to the table and gives everyday people a chance to become business owners. It's good stuff.
I've got an idea for your next book.
Uh-oh. It should Here we be go. About, Let me write this down. Go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm serious. It should be about the wealth that the franchise industry has created for the average American, not corporate America. I don't care about about McDonald's Corporation.
Yeah.
You know, they're right. on their own. I'm talking about all the service master, serve pro.
Right.
Yep. Grit. The Grit newspaper. I call that a franchise. You know what, remember when you was a kid, you could sell grit, you could deliver grit papers. Did you ever do that? You
know, no,
grit,
never.
You don't
grit.
Know about grit?
No, man. I sold seeds.
Grit was like a little newspaper, little national newspaper,
okay.
And so it overlaid the local. Anyway, never mind. There's well, I'm really okay. Sure my age here. Anyway, so
yeah.
My point is, all these little franchises, the tiny ones and big ones. The kind that you can buy for $25,000 or $1 million. Look at the Main Street Americans, middle class Americans. Some maybe lower class, lower middle class, economically speaking. So look at the people who the wealth that was created that they created. It's amazing. I think that'd be a good book to do some research on that. Just go out and talk to people. I believe you could do that. I believe you're the man
I
to
probably
do that.
Could, but. But I think you missed something important. I told you that I sold seeds, and some people in the audience were probably wondering what type of seeds,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want them to get the wrong idea, but no, I was selling seeds to try to win, like, fishing rods and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I
remember
beautiful
those.
Flowers. And
I remember
it was
those.
Fun.
Yeah. We got them in. You went out and knocked on doors. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
So, all right. So one of the things I know you want to talk about today, now that we've got established – the beauty and the power of the franchise. When you have one or when you're about to get one, what should you worry about? What would keep you up at night?
Well, the people that I've worked with over the years tell me that the stuff that really causes them many sleepless nights is the fear that they have chosen the wrong franchise.
Mm-hmm.
That is by far the biggest fear, and rightly so, because it leads one down quite a negative path, including loss of money, credibility, prestige, you know, oh no, I made a mistake, I look like a loser, and all those things they just keep going and going and going, and all of a sudden it snowballs, and people freak themselves out, and some of them end up not buying a franchise because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them do. Some of them walk through that fear, and they're able to. So but it's a normal part of the process, Jim. Everyone,
yeah.
I don't care if you're a millionaire or you're an everyday person. with a couple hundred thousand dollars in the bank. People get nervous and they have a fear about making the wrong decision.
You know, the way I fix that, the way I solve that problem with everything I do, just about, is I'm pretty analytical about making significant decisions. And I just look at, I turn over as many rocks as I can. I take as long as that's possibly necessary. Now, I pull the trigger. I don't have a problem pulling the trigger when it's time to pull the trigger. But my point is, I try to rule things out. I try to compare and do the research enough that when it comes time to pull the trigger, I'm not going to say I'm 100% sure that this is absolutely the right thing to do. But I don't worry about that too much because I've already said, okay, yeah, that looked good over there, and yeah, that could potentially have been great. But I already made a decision not to do that. I ruled it out. The things that I might be squishy about aren't squishy. I'm not squishy about it because I ruled them out. What do you think?
Interesting that you brought that up because research. In franchising, research is the key, as a matter of fact, and I didn't tell you this, but I'm putting together something that I'm calling the complete guide to franchise research, and it includes every tip and technique I've learned over the last 20 years or so in franchising, and it is about the research, and even folks that are not analytical can do really good research, and I'm going to teach them how, but you know, you said that you know, you still aren't always 100%, and that's true. What I like to do when I do research is I get the data, and I combine it with my gut.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, data only gets me so far. It still has to feel right.
Mm-hmm.
It has to feel right, because all the data in the world isn't going to pass up the emotional part of a purchasing decision.
Well, the best decisions are made with your head, your heart, and your gut all at the table, don't
they?
That's
right.
Yeah.
That's right. And you have to listen to everything, mm-hmm. everything within you.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, the research, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. I want to talk some more about that when we come back. But I just – the When I decide to pull a trigger on a major purchase or something like that, I don't look back because I feel like I've done as much research as possible. So I know that I've ruled things out, and what's left is what I make the decision about. I need your website again quickly, Joel.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
Become a Franchise Owner is his outstanding book, and I encourage you to check it out. And go to his website and let him help you. He will help you. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.